Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. It's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday. We've had quite a few good letters and questions come in this week, Angel. Let's just jump in and see what we can answer today.
All right, Joe. What do you think about having separate checking accounts and keeping your money separate when you're married?
Not much. Did that answer? Did any longer answer?
I like the idea of angel gift fund separate, but no, I don't believe in a separate checking account.
No, and it's nothing. There's nothing biblical about it. It's just two becoming one. Like, you know, I need to know what you know. You need to know what I know. You know, we're sort of somebody once preached us. You need to be like naked and unashamed in the middle of the interstate highway. There's nothing hidden. Everything I know, you know. It's like, you know, we're going to spend the rest of our life growing together, building something together. There shouldn't be any secrets. If you don't trust one another, what'd you get married for? It's like, we got Houston, we have a problem.
Well, I actually have a friend that's on her second marriage, and the husband is very cheap, and they have separate accounts. And, like, if they purchase a big item, she has to pay for half of it. And I have a real issue with that because it's like, that's not a marriage. That's a business arrangement.
No, I had one of my children that got married. Wonderful, wonderful person they married. But I had a lot of debt from college. Mm-hmm. And my daughter had saved quite a bit of money. She's always real good with money. She's a accounting major. She's real good. And so she had a ton of money. So they got married. She said, well, I need you to take your money you saved up and pay off my debt. And she said, well, I'm not going to do it. That's your debt. It's not my debt. We now have our account and our life, but I'm not going to drain my account and pay off your debt. And so they came to me and asked, I said, well, I've never thought about that question before, because when I got married, we didn't have any debt. We didn't have any money. We just two ignorant people that got married. So there was a situation where, okay, we're going to have to come to an agreement. And I said, well, you're going to have to get an agreement, because you start splitting now, you're going to be in.
I don't agree with that. Horrible. I would have a hard time with that. And here's why. Like today, if anybody goes to college, chances are high they're going to have debt that they're going to bring into the marriage.
Incredibly high.
Yes, incredibly high. And I was a single mother with two kids that went to college, a private college.
Yes, you are.
And I know my daughter carried debt into their marriage, as did my son, actually. But I remember they were in college. They dated for a couple years, and she was $800 short to go into the next semester. And he went by and wrote a check and paid that $800 off. Because that's what love does.
That's $800. That's not $52,000.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it does.
It doesn't. Yes, I disagree. I think it's the principle of the thing. I mean, you're going to take me as I am, and that could be debt. It could be the opposite.
Well, one of the things we do, that we do, if I marry people, and we don't do marriage much anymore, but used to, if I'm going to marry, I'm going to take through 6 months of pre-marriage counseling. I'm going to see you one night a month for 4 hours. We're going to talk about the six basic things of marriage. We're going to talk about money. And one of the things we do, there's a 34-page questionnaire that I got from a pastor years ago. And it answers a lot of questions. What color is your eye? You know, what's your blood type? You know, have you ever been arrested? Have you ever had sex with anybody else? We need to get very blunt, but we get to the financial part. Do you have debt? Yes. And so what we need to know before you go down that aisle.
I agree you need to know about it, but here's my situation with that. Okay, you take somebody that's going to get married, okay?
Yes.
You can't pick and choose. And you can't say, okay, I'm not going to take your debt. And by the way, I don't like your Aunt Myrtle either. And your cousin George. You can't pick and choose. It's just a package deal.
That's how it comes. It is a package deal.
So I think if you have an issue with money, That's the issue.
Well, where your treasure is, your heart is. Where your heart is, your treasure. It's a very deep thing because, you know, you just need to know up front, if you're going to get married, I'm going to, here, I love you so much, I want you to pay off my $52,000 of debt.
Yes.
Yeah. Bingo, touchdown, home run.
I think you don't get married for a long time.
Yeah, that would probably be the best answer. You're not ready to get married if you're not willing to do that.
But here's the thing. People that have money issues, yes. To me, I would rather marry somebody that like the people that I've known in my life that had a problem with the love of money, that is such a big issue in their lives that I would just say no to
it
the marriage.
It is a spiritual issue. It is.
And it is. Where your treasure is, there your heart is also. So if you love me, then like you always say, let me see your checkbook because it'll reflect that you love me.
Yes.
So I don't agree with you on that. I don't. I now granted, that was your daughter,
yes.
And your son-in-law,
yes.
And he should have been maybe made provision and everything else. But together as a team, they would be able to attack that
and
debt.
You need to understand, Angel and I, when we got married, everything I've got yours.
Right.
Everything. We didn't even question anything.
No.
At all, you know. Hey, I love you. I trust you with my life. Whatever you need to spend, you can spend whatever money you need. Do it.
Right.
But that was me. That wasn't one of my children or somebody they're married to.
I got it that everybody has a different opinion, but my opinion is more like us, you know.
Yeah, I just could not, as a father, couldn't say, hey, Sugar, you really need to drain that $52,000.
No, I got it.
Pay
I
off
got
your,
it.
Your future love's debt because evidently he can't control his money, and you need to love him enough to drain all your money to prove you love him. It's like, I couldn't tell her that.
Well, and I don't know that.
Not that I wouldn't agree with it, but I couldn't tell her that.
And I don't know that I could tell my daughter that either. I get it. I get it.
800 was different than several thousand.
I get it. I get it. But I'm just saying it's a reflection. And if somebody is habitually in debt.
Yes.
And they have a habitual problem with money, then that needs to be addressed. That's a separate situation.
By the way, the couple we're talking about that did that, have an incredible marriage, got great kids. And they do. They work very well together. There was just an initial thing where it's like, "How in love are you?" Well, I love them. Well, how much do you love them? And anytime you say, well, "I love them with everything," and so you bring money in, and all the couples I've ever counseled, the minute money comes in, whoa! Like you have right here in this question, I've got my account, and they've got their account, and I said initially, I don't agree with that. We're just totally open with one another. Everything I've got is yours. Everything you got is mine. Because that's what a covenant is. A covenant is, mm-hmm. You got something I need. I'm just going to go get it. I don't have to ask you.
Right.
You know, you shouldn't have gotten married. You were just test driving something. You send a test drive. This is forever until we death do us part, you know, kind of thing. So I don't know if we helped you, but we.
We found that we don't agree.
We found out we muddied the water. Praise God.
Well, we agree for ourselves. We just don't necessarily agree.
That's true. We live it. We just don't necessarily recommend it for somebody else.
Yes, that's true.
But I'll give the answer again. No, I don't think it's good you have separate bank accounts.
No, nor do I.
So praise God.
But that is a personal opinion. We do not have scripture to back that up.
There's no scripture to back that up. That's right.
Okay. Joe, next question, please. Let's move on.
I feel the tapes and letters coming in the mail right now.
I know, I know. And please put them attention, Joe, Mickey. all right, Joe, my wife will get upset about things sometimes, either about something that someone has done or said at work or church. And as a guy, I'm like, so what? Who cares what they said? But I feel like she gets angry at me if I don't get upset about it, too. Is that normal with couples? I can't act bugged out about stuff that I think is silly.
That is normal with couples, but it's not righteous to do. Mm-hmm. You know, when you start going through all the scriptures, roll your cares over in the Lord, for he cares for you. If you're upset about something, you're still carrying it. You've not given it to God.
Mm-hmm.
If you're mad at somebody, you're not God. You can't change their heart. Mm-hmm. You can't change what they think. You'll go through life and some people will never like you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make them like you.
Mm-hmm.
Even God could not make people love his son.
Mm-hmm.
God's good. He's redeeming. He's saving. He's equipping. He's blessing. But he can't make anybody, and he didn't want to. I set before you life and death, blessing, cursing. You choose, God said. It's a choice. And so you can't make somebody like you. And so you just have to kind of realize when you go through life, you're going through life on your own, and it's you right. and God, and you're going to leave everybody better than you find them. But if you get hung up, I got to make them like me. I'm upset what they said. I'm upset what they did. Then you're on the side of the road in a ditch, and you'll never make it through life.
I have a relative that is kind of a victim, you know?
Yep.
And, like, if you mention, like, four or five different people, they'll always pick out one or two. Oh, they don't like me. Da-da-da-da. And I'm always like, what? You know, what? Why do you,
did you take a survey?
Well, yeah. Why do you look at things like that? I mean, I don't think like that.
Yeah, I know.
When I was going through my divorce, it was very public.
Yes.
And there was a lot of things being said.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord spoke to me and said two things. Do not defend yourself. Let me do it.
Powerful.
And focus on what matters most, which I knew were my children.
Yes.
And so something happened to me when all that gossip and stuff was going around. Really, I got to a place, which is a very liberating, wonderful place, where you say, I really don't care
yep.
what you think. You know, people that know me know the truth.
Yep.
People that I have a relationship with
yep.
know the truth. And the truth will come out.
Eventually, it all comes to the surface.
So... that was very liberating. So I would say, I would encourage you, I get it, because I have been there where you want your spouse to get offended and aggravated and show some righteous indignation, but it isn't fair. But I wouldn't, you know, if you just kind of go, that's stupid, da-da-da.
Yeah, that won't work either.
No, you're gonna trigger something yeah. right there. So I would say, you know what? You know, the Bible says offenses will come. It's just they're just as faithful as bills. So if you just say, hey, you know what, sweetie, offenses are coming.
Yeah.
And so what we've got to do is not become offended by it.
Yeah.
So pray with them, yeah. you know, and let's try to see the situation different from a different perspective. So because you don't want to say, oh, what you're feeling is. It's nothing.
Well, people that live that way think, well, you don't know all the facts. Let me share a few more facts with you. You'll be as upset as I am. Right. No, I'm not, because I rolled my cares over to God. I can't control what they think or do. No.
Yeah. But be loving when you respond.
Yeah,
don't just be
smile.
Like, that's
yeah.
so dumb.
Yeah, don't just throw it over the cliff, man. You're going
or you'll, yeah, you'll be flying off that cliff, too. Okay, Joe, should the man in a relationship be the one who takes care of the finances? I've had people say that I should be doing it and it's my responsibility. But my wife has always been the one who took care of the money and she's great at it. What are your thoughts?
I think the one that I'll take care of is the one that's better at it. You know, I've been the same way with two different wives. You know, I've got two different complete wives that I love immensely. But even in both cases, both, you know, my first wife, you know, for 45 years, she knew where every dime was. Now, I don't need to know. Well, you know, she knows where it is. Where are you going? We'll talk about it. You know, about once a week, we'll sit down. What's coming up this week? Well, what do we got? What's, you know, then we did a year-end budget where we sit down. Okay, what did we do? What did we spend? What did we save? What's going on? We need to pay that off. That's wrong. So we would talk about mm-hmm. it, but I don't do the daily running of it. She did. She loved it. She loved the detail.
Uh-huh.
I mean, pages of books, years of marriage that we'd find in our closet where she's just taken a pencil and done numbers, you know, adding up numbers and bills and payoff and how do we do this and what's the percentage on that. And she loved doing that. I don't like doing that, but she was good at it. So, piece of you, head of your house? Mm-hmm. You do the money? No. I make decisions about it. We make joint decisions. I don't dominate. She didn't. But no, I think the one that's good at it ought to do it. Now, you can't just drop off the cliff. You need to ask her now, hey, sure, can I get a printout of what's going on?
There's a lot of cliffs in this week's episode.
Yeah. Ooh, it's a cliff diving week, boys.
Hey, listen, you know, it's so funny how as Christians we tend to put people in different roles, you know. But if you look at the Proverbs 31 woman,
woo.
She paid the bills.
Man, that woman made the money and paid the bills. He's just sitting down there with the leaders, just gum flapping and
looking good,
eating chicken legs.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, Joe. Now, Joe does have a great resource at JoeMcGee.com called Family Finances.
It's incredible.
And it's a workbook,
yes.
And it's a great, great. I'd highly recommend it. And you've got a tape series that goes along with it as
yes.
well.
CD. And in the middle of that book is simply just some blank forms you can fill out,
yeah.
which every couple needs to. I need to know what's going on, but I don't need to make all the decisions. We make the general decision. Yeah, I know what's going on. And even my staff, you know, I get the monthly budget, get that monthly printout. What came in, what went out, what are we doing, who do we owe, and why do we owe them? And then I make, no, we're not going to do that anymore, and we're going to start doing this. So it's not like you bail out completely. You got to know, but I don't do the daily stuff. I hire people much better than me as an employee, but my spouse does that much better. Angel's just much better at that than me. She can do it without even blinking.
Well, and I think that, you know, a lot of people make you feel like you're the only guy that's doing this. But you know, realistically, it's like a very high percentage of women pay all the bills.
Yes, they do. Over 70%.
Yeah. So, dude, go home and hug your wife.
That's
and
right.
Tell her what a great job
give
she's doing. Take her to dinner.
Take
and
her
say
to dinner. Give her a foot rub.
Thank you for taking this headache off my shoulders.
Woo, honey, I love you.
And then you will stay away from that cliff.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, we so enjoy our Friday. Our Fridays. This is not a Friday.
Nope,
this is
back.
A Monday. This is Monday. I've been on a 2-week trip, and we had to get up at 4 a.m. to catch a flight.
Yes, we did.
So, little.
Well, a little recovering, and we're still not recovering.
Yes, I could have really slept in today. But anyways, we enjoy our Mailbag Mondays and our time with you so much. Thank you. We know that there's a lot of stuff you could be doing, but taking the time to listen to this podcast just means the world to us. And thank you, partners, for making it possible.
Yes.
If you'd like to join with us and help our partners, help make this possible, and let's reach other families and marriages that are in need. Hey, we love you guys. You have a great week.
Thanks, guys. Bless you. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, JoeMcGeeMinistries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.